Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. I think.
Really good? What'd you do?
Like, I got a lot of rest. I hiked.
Didn't it rain all weekend?
Yesterday, it wasn't bad. Mm. It was cold-ish, but no rain. And I'm trying to think. Oh, Saturday, though, yes, you're right. It was raining, and I got on my treadmill, the one you gave me, for the first time in, I don't know, 7 months.
Really?
I was proud of myself.
Is that a way you take a shot at Bobby, like, I don't use the present you got
me? No, I think I've had it for years, and I used to use it very regularly.
Took it as a compliment. Like, okay. Hey, I still have the treadmill you got me. Yeah, I got on it, too. I use mine a decent amount, mostly just to walk.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I did. I walked. That's when I was watching a movie, but then I decided the movie ended. So then I decided I'll do a little bit of work and I put it on like 2.0 and I got this little tray thing and I had my computer as like a walking pad. So I worked while I moved because I see people online doing that and I'm like, I should do that.
I watch some of the game, but if I'm going to walk, walking feels so lame, but I'll walk on days that I'm willing to work out at all. And now the Peloton lets you watch YouTube TV on it, which they didn't, that wasn't an option ever. So you can watch some of the game, but mostly if there's no game on, I'll walk and I'll read. I'll put the book down. I can't jog and read.
Yeah, your eyes are moving.
So I'll walk pretty fast and I did a 45-minute walk and just steadily incline it. But I hurt my ankle that I'd hurt like 2 months ago. I hurt again at Auburn playing basketball. That and I freaking hurt my finger bad.
Oh, boy.
It's like it's always injured. I'm always injured.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be
training, man.
That's going to keep happening.
No, I need to train harder. I need to train harder so it doesn't get injured as often.
No, because we're getting older.
No. You know I think you guys are missing the point. Weekend, what'd you do? Anything? Oh, you went to Memphis to watch a ball game.
I went to Memphis.
How was it?
It was awesome, dude. Went to the basketball game. And I just realized that Memphis really isn't that far away. And like, we should do that more often. We should all go to a basketball
game. I've never been to Graceland.
You need to go to Graceland. And I didn't go. Like, you can drive by, see the house, whatever.
I saw your pictures when it made me think about that.
And the boys were like, do we really have to do this? I'm like, yes. But once we got there and they all saw the house, and then Elvis's planes are all right by the road, so you can see his big old jumbo jet and his little private jet and all that. So they loved seeing all that. And they actually wanted to go in the house. I was like, we don't have time for all that. So we just drove by, took pictures, and then we went to the zoo.
That's how I knew you were there, too. I saw the animals. I don't like that.
You know what? That's the first time that I actually heard like what you were saying in my head and being like, yeah, he's right. Like, they shouldn't be here. As cool as it is to see all these animals up close, they really shouldn't be here.
unless it's like injured and they're taking it in.
Maybe.
I just feel bad about animals being captive like that.
I know.
I don't feel bad about eating animals, though, which is weird. I guess because I don't have to see them get murdered. But if I did, I probably wouldn't, so I don't watch those documentaries on purpose.
Dude, but this place has every animal you can think of. Bears. Like, lions that stare at you.
Liger?
No liger.
But they did you just gorillas.
I thought of that. Yeah, so I thought of that.
Yeah.
Is that a real animal?
It is. I thought it was a fake animal forever.
From Napoleon Dynamite.
But I do believe there is a such thing as a liger.
And that's a lion-tiger mix?
Did your kids like the zoo?
Loved it.
Yeah.
They loved the zoo.
Like a giraffe is just wild to see.
It's crazy, man.
Because you see it on TV or cartoons, but then in person, it is just wild.
And how long their necks are and just like, yeah, that's crazy. Like they're built to eat whatever's up there on top of the tree that most animals can't get to.
I've had like a few weeks of pretty poor sleep, and so I set a goal on Saturday. I was not going to get up and be active until I got 8 hours of sleep. Like I just wasn't going to do it. I didn't get out of bed till 5:30 p.m.
To get your 8 hours?
Mm-hmm. I was in bed for almost 17 hours. And so it sucked. So I woke up, then watched Arkansas play Kentucky, and we lost that game. It was a pretty close one, but we lost that one. And then Sunday came around, and again, I was in bed all day Saturday, sleeping on and off, just trying to get enough sleep. And there were two games on yesterday, AFC and NFC Championship. And so, and I hadn't really hung out with my wife hardly at all because I slept the whole day or tried to on and off that day. And she was like, hey, I know you want to watch these games. Can we meet in the middle? Can you give me one half of one of the games to hang out? Because they kind of go back to back. And I was like, easy. I'll give you the first half of the second game. Watch the whole first game. Give you first half of the second game. And then she was like, I know these games are important. Never mind. You can watch them. So I watched both the games and then won. You know.
Nice.
I know. Big shout out to her.
Yeah. That's a win.
Yeah. She even cooked dinner last night while I watched the games.
What'd you have?
Some sort of pasta thing. And then she made these like cookies. She also has a walking desk.
They call it a walking pad. Yeah. Is that what it is?
What do you mean? Like you walk with it?
I don't know.
Is it what Scuba wanted for back there? This,
yeah.
Like the nurse's station?
You go really slow. It's like a simple thing. Like you can order them.
I think it's like a treadmill.
Oh.
And you walk on it, but you can do it in that. I don't know. I don't know. While she's working, she was using it. So I don't think it's a pad. It's a looks like a treadmill. Pad. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for I'm trying to turn my treadmill into a walking pad. Because a walking pad, I think you can slide under any desk that you have or like a stand-up desk.
You can move it around.
Right.
Yes.
And so that's why I had to build on top of my treadmill. I had to put like a tray down.
So you turn your treadmill
into a walking. Yeah. And I go.
Yours is a treadmill with a desk.
And I barely go at like 2.0.
That's pretty good though.
And then I added, I just put like a bar down and then added this little stand for my computer and it was doable. And
so you said your wife is cooking while she's on the walking pad?
No, she's working while she's on the walking pad.
I was like, dang, that is impressive.
No, not cooking.
I just looked it up and I was like, man, it like moves. And so like if she's chopping vegetables that she's
with knives.
That ain't that.
I'm like, that's a new chef show.
What did you do this weekend?
What did we do? We didn't, I mean, weather was terrible.
Terrible.
So with three kids, we're locked in the house a lot. We went and splashed in some puddles, went to a basketball game.
Like, what kind of basketball?
College basketball.
Here?
Yeah.
Belmont?
Yeah. Took the kids to that.
How was the Belmont game?
Oh, it was good. I mean, it was great. They had like face painting and balloon animals and the kids wanted to wait in line for that. And I said, nope, we're sitting in the stands. We are here to watch a basketball game.
There you go.
So we didn't get
showed them.
Yep.
We're not here for any of these activities for kids.
Nothing fun for you.
Well, they enjoy the basketball, but I'm like, if we stand up there, you're going to miss half the game doing face paint. And so the point was we were supposed to watch the basketball game because they wanted to go. And then we went to dinner and yesterday, what did we do? Nothing, because it was freaking cold and rainy again.
We are wild and crazy.
But it sucks. The weather just sucked.
Terrible. Yeah, I mean,
I hate winter. I would move if I could.
Like, the rain was good because we put the rain boots on and went and splashed in puddles. But, I mean, when it's 30 degrees and raining, it's like you can splash in the puddles for about 30 minutes and then they're freezing. Sucks.
I would move all year, but I would move late. I'd move December, January, and February. We come back in March. And if I were going to move somewhere, it's like, where would I go? Fayetteville? Nope, just the cold.
Okay. So Florida?
So Florida's where everybody would
possibly
go. But I'm not.
Yeah, but they got gators down there, man.
But you don't mess with them. They won't mess with you.
I do, though. That's the thing. I love messing with gators. It's my favorite thing to do.
You can't do that.
But you can't go swimming down there.
But I would. I want to swim and mess with gators all day, every day. It's my hobby.
Hey, if we all go, we can go anywhere we want, right?
Yeah, but we'd all relocate for three months?
If it's Florida, I'm in.
Okay. Okay.
No, you're not.
Yeah. What about your children? Yeah. What about
homeschool? Homeschool.
His wife can handle that.
Well, yep. December, though, is not really that much school.
That's true. Let's do it. Let's talk about this.
I'm okay.
We go to Hawaii.
That would be really expensive.
Live from Hawaii.
And no, our audience wouldn't care because they don't get to experience it with us. So it's not like a cool thing.
Yeah, but our stories would be so cool. Dude, I went surfing yesterday after work. It's crazy, man. The shark almost bit me, bro.
We'd have to make stuff up.
What do you mean?
Like a shark almost biting us because it's not that interesting.
Oh.
I would just get annoyed these people were in Hawaii every day talking about how good it is. It's freezing my butt off.
The weather's so nice.
Yeah. We went to Belmont and shot an episode of Too Much Access. It'll come out in 4 or 5 weeks or so. But did they win?
They did win.
Nice.
They did. They came back and won. They were getting beaten the first half. They couldn't hit the – I mean, it was like 10-0. They couldn't hit a basket.
Do you know who was good on that team?
Yeah, number 4 took over the game in the second half.
Our dude.
Do you remember his name?
Dial. I don't know. I couldn't hear their names.
Malik Dia.
And then there was another guy, Willingham and Tyson.
Well, Tyson was our guy, too.
Tyson may have been from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I remember the introductory lineup.
So. No, that's Dia.
Yeah.
Dia's from Murfreesboro.
There's two guys from Murfreesboro. I know that.
Yeah. Let me look on the list here.
But Tyson played pretty well.
Dia, forward, he is from, because he went to Vanderbilt. Now he's at Belmont. And then Tyson is from North Carolina.
Okay.
K. Tyson. They were throwing the ball off the wall and dunking it. It was crazy.
They're amazing.
It's great. Anyway, God, they won. That's cool.
Not at the game, at our thing.
At our thing. Yeah. All right. A woman clings to a speeding car after thieves steal French bulldog.
Mm. Ain't worth it. I saw the video. Ain't worth it.
I don't know, man. If somebody stole Stanley.
No, you ain't jumping on the... I mean, this car's going 40 miles an hour, and she's holding onto the hood. Like, I understand you love your dog, but...
What about your kids?
Man, you got to think you're going to get them back.
Huh?
So you wouldn't?
I don't think you're jumping on the hood of a moving car.
I would.
When a French bulldog was stolen right underneath the owner's feet, she took matters to her own hands. She jumped on the hood of the car. Allie Zacharias was enjoying lunch at Whole Foods with her French bulldog. Sitting by her feet under the table, the woman walked up and began calling for the dog. It was a dog napper. She grabbed the leash and just took off with it.
Wow.
When the woman ignored her and continued walking away, Allie ran after her, but the woman jumped in a nearby car that was waiting as a getaway car. That's wild. They were driving around, found this dog, and went through the whole plan.
They had a plan.
Allie tried to enter the car, but it was packed with other people. They shoved Allie out, locked the doors. She stood in front of the vehicle and screamed for help, but nobody came. The driver took off, knocking Allie onto the hood of the vehicle. So it wasn't even like she just was like, I'm just going to jump as you go by.
Superman jumped on it.
The car went several blocks before making a sharp turn, throwing her from the hood onto the street. The car was described as a white Kia Forte sedan with a missing front driver's side hubcap. Boy, if you got something like missing, you probably shouldn't use it as a getaway car. Or make them all miss.
So it or it's probably like stolen.
Onyx is a black Merle Frenchie with two different colored eyes and a spotted coat and is still missing from TMZ.
Oh, that's terrible.
That car's flying, too, once she gets on it. That sucks. Luckily, she didn't, like, hit her skull or something on the ground.
Yeah, and those kidnappers, dog nappers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to think, man, once it escalated, once the lady was on the hood, your charges are going to just, like, triple.
Yeah, they're all like, God dang.
Like, what are you doing?
You're not going to stop now. Unless you just stop and let the dog out and drive off. And it never gets brought up. But those dogs, I think they get, like, 10 grand for them, right? That's why, I mean,
it's an expensive dog,
they
man.
Stole Stanley, they'd owe 10 grand immediately.
Medical bills.
Yeah, crazy. A man opened up an emergency exit and walked on the plane's wing.
Again?
Passengers are supporting his action. The airport acknowledged in a statement Friday that a man had opened the emergency exit and walked out on the wing of a plane that was parked and waiting for takeoff. The airport said the man had been turned over to police, but dozens of fellow passengers signed a written copy of a statement saying the airline made them wait for hours without ventilation or water while the flight was delayed. According to photos of the statement posted online, fellow passengers said he acted, quote, to protect everyone with the support of everyone. The delay and lack of air created conditions that endangered the health of the passengers. He saved our lives, according to the statement. A video apparently recorded aboard the flight showed passengers fanning themselves and asking a flight attendant for water. Mm. AP News. Maybe not all heroes wear capes.
That's wow. Right.
Maybe he took one for the team there.
He was trying to get his hair.
Or it's like, I'm going to just cause enough of a scene that they got to get us off this plane. Oh. January is divorce month.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you after this quick pre-roll. What's this, mid-roll? Mid-roll message. Thank you. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
January is sometimes called divorce month because lawyers tend to see an uptick in new clients after the holidays.
Disappointed in your Christmas present, and then you don't want to do Valentine's.
Or you already knew you wanted to get divorced, but you just were like, I don't want to do it during the holidays.
Some red flags to look out for include your partner's spending habits change. They suddenly start hitting the gym a lot more. And they've stopped nagging you.
Okay, that's they're cheating on you?
They've given up.
Carly Pearson, Chris Stapleton, we don't even fight anymore.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing here?
Don't freak out.
That song.
Sorry, what you said.
About a 25% spike in the number of people looking for divorce. That doesn't mean they necessarily will file for divorce now, though, but yes, the spending habits change. Lawyers do something called a spousal support analysis to figure out alimony, especially if one person brings in most of the money. Makeovers, meaning gym or just fresh haircuts, and then they've stopped nagging you. It means they've given up. It's from the New York Post. I saw the charges against Chris Young were dropped.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know,
good for him.
Everybody was at fault on that. And I think had he not been famous and had it been a big story, it would have not been dropped. However, he didn't strike a cop, which is what the story said. He like grabbed his arm, but you also can't grab an arm.
Yeah.
But then he took him. He went off to a different plate. It just was like,
yeah,
it was a lot of nonsense. Now, do I know that there should have been charges? I don't know what happened. I don't know why you want to start crap with somebody who's doing a ABC check, TABC check. But as soon as it went public, you could probably see it was going to get dropped.
As soon as that video came out, I think.
It wasn't a strike. He did grab the cop's arm. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It's like a referee. You can't grab a referee. But he didn't. If the note would have said grabbed.
Instead of struck,
because he definitely didn't strike.
And can the officer just push you like that, too? Because that was a thing, too. Like, all right.
Well, once you touch him.
Does an officer just then push you over? I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, if I touch a cop, I expect them to touch me back.
Right. Touch you back, grab you, maybe arrest you or something. But the way he pushed him was weird.
Can you touch them?
There was already something fishy about why they were there to begin with.
Why they followed them to another bar.
As far as, like, in Chris's mind, there's something that wasn't right about them being there to begin with. I don't know what that was. He said they, like, had his ID, took a picture of it. But my ID gets a picture taken of it whenever I buy something from Target.
Mm-hmm.
And then to follow them, they're just something we obviously don't know. But it does seem like drunk people doing nonsense things. Not even sure if they were drunk, but they were at a bar drinking.
Drinking people.
But obviously it got dropped. I mean, if you're famous and you got a good lawyer and they messed up on the statement because he didn't strike a cop. He did grab a cop. But also it doesn't even look like a cop. They're just in like normal clothes.
Yeah.
But they got badges.
Yeah, maybe he thought it was his buddy. He's like, come here. And it wasn't.
And maybe he didn't like that they were in plain clothes. Like, he didn't think they were I don't know.
That would be something, right?
Like, yeah, you don't think they're real cops.
People walk in, they don't show you their badge. Let me see your ID. We're the TABC. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Then show me your badge. I refuse. Well, I'm watching them now.
But honestly, if somebody showed me a
video
fake
depicts
badge,
a fight at a Nashville bar involving Chris, man. Is this the same bar, Mike? Who got slung? Was that Chris?
Yeah, Chris got pushed over.
Boy, he's a big boy. He got tossed.
Yeah,
after a couple of drinks, your balance is
but
a little off.
Yeah, you know what, though? He had touched that cop first. Because you see his hands on the cop, and then the cop shoves him off of him. We don't know anything about it.
Is TABC cop just asking?
Don't know.
I don't even know anything about the story except for what I've seen on the internet.
We're learning right now.
Yeah, I have no idea. I really don't even care that much. I'm moving on. Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. No, Tennessee. They're both TABC. Oh, that's why it felt so familiar when I was saying it. Yeah. It didn't feel right. Yeah. It
says they both have full police powers.
Okay.
Citizen's arrest in Florida. A guy stopped a dangerous driver, ended up getting himself arrested because he's not a cop.
Oh.
29-year-old Devontae Thompson was driving on the road and noticed another motorist driving recklessly. Seeing there were no police officers around, Thompson decided to pull up next to the other driver, flash a badge at him, and order him to pull over. See, it's the badge.
Oh, that's where. The well, how else did you get him to pull over?
Well,
point.
It's the same guy that got Chris Young. It's not.
Oh,
it's not. The problem is Thompson's not a cop, and the badge he had was stolen.
No,
it had belonged to a. Here's a guy trying to do something good, but he'd also stolen a badge. You idiot! Once he pulled the motorist over, he called 911 to report he had pulled over a motorist for reckless driving. The 911 operator dispatched officers to the scene, and they arrested Thompson for impersonating an officer. See what you do? You do like Batman. You arrest them, you hold them, and then right when the cops come, you get out of there.
Oh.
Because you just stole a badge, you idiot.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to get in trouble for that. A former chemistry graduate student at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, who was once kind of the belle of the ball when it came to being a chemistry guy, as operating a meth lab on campus, facing charges for operating a meth lab.
It's like Breaking Bad.
I wonder if Breaking Bad made a lot of those guys know they could do that and not the other way around.
For sure.
According to Madison County records, the SIUE professor noticed something suspicious in the Science West building this past Thanksgiving break. Spectrometer testing revealed alleged byproducts of meth making. Jeremy Smalling, 45, was a graduate research assistant at the time. He's listed as the 2018 award for physical chemistry at the university. The police checked the log database that checks pseudoephedrine. How do you say it? It's like the drugs.
Sudafed.
Oh, yeah, pseudoephedrine, yeah. Investigators said that he was listed as attempting 365 pseudoephedrine purchases.
Okay, that's a lot.
In the last 10 years, but that's still a lot.
Sinus infections.
And was blocked from purchases 45 times.
Wow.
Court records indicate the suspect also had three student roommates living with him during the arrest, all of whom evacuated and relocated. He's 45 with three student roommates.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's from WGN.
That's like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because Breaking Bad makes it look so easy.
Right. Well, also, it may be easy, and they didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are like, well, I'm having a hard time paying rent, and I do have a chemistry lab at my disposal.
Did he get diagnosed with a disease?
Who?
What?
That's not saying why
he
did it.
Oh, no.
Is that because that's why Walter White did it. No, it's not a spoiler.
Okay.
It happens very early. He's diagnosed with cancer, and so he has to...
So I changed it to disease. I wasn't going to give it totally away.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That show is so old.
Yeah. Right? That's true, but you're just... It's just...
I know. It's my thing.
It's tough. Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like it that it's your thing.
Me neither. So going to work on that.
What's the cutest dog breed?
I know the
Chihuahua.
Answer.
No.
What?
No, nah, so boxer. Cute.
You know that you read it?
I know. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Golden Retriever.
Cutest?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
I mean, they are pretty dogs.
Yeah, like they're
beautiful.
Solid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Consistent.
Solid, pretty dogs. But like cutest, I don't know.
They're cute.
Followed by Corgis and then the Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, look at that.
I'm going to look up a Corgi.
Corgi is like the...
My grandma had a Corgi.
That's the Queen's dog.
Yeah.
Those are not cute.
I like those.
Yeah, they're cute.
Little fat guys.
I like English Bulldogs.
Yeah.
They're like little weenie, like they're almost wiener dogs.
What was the other one, Bones?
But they're really fluffy.
Golden Retrievers at one, Corgis at two, Bernese Mountain Dog at three. Oh. The Bernese Mountain Dog looks good. That kind of looks like a...
Oh, Beethoven?
Yeah.
Beethoven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge.
That is cute.
The Bernie Doodles are really cute. My neighbor had one.
This big dog with a toy poodle?
Not a toy. Well, yeah, it just doesn't.
It's mom struggled.
It's cute.
Oh, my gosh.
It just doesn't itch.
Or dad,
I guess.
Or dad really had a great day. The most popular condiment in America is?
Ketchup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's my
favorite.
That's
the most popular.
Yeah, it's ketchup. Okay. The average American consumes more than a pound of ketchup per week, putting on hamburgers, french fries, hot dogs, and eggs. My wife's never had ketchup or mustard or any condiment.
A pound a week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's a lot of ketchup.
She won't even pick the bottle up and put it back in the refrigerator if I leave it out.
But she's never, ever tried it?
Never.
That's crazy. She should try it at least once.
Disgusted by it.
What if she likes it?
Yep. Could change her life, man.
But I know there are things that I don't eat that I don't like.
Peanut butter?
Like, I'm not going to take a spoonful of peanut butter and be like, well, why don't you try it? It just smells, tastes. It
smells like what, peanuts?
I don't mind. I'll eat peanuts and I'll eat butter and I'll eat almond butter. Something about peanut butter.
It's not the same thing, though.
I know. Something about peanut butter makes me like, ugh. Like, I want a dry heave, you know?
It's the best one out of all the nut butters.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
We've been getting rid of some of the stuff on my desk. We got rid of a helmet, a small helmet.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
I'm going to give away, it's had its course, I'm going to give away the boxing glove.
Riddick Bowe?
Yeah.
Big Daddy?
Did it.
K-9.
K-9, dropped that off. It's a nice gift. We've had our time here with it, so we're going to give that away. I have a Stanley the dog plush from when my book was coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
You can do that. I'm not going to give away the Arkansas helmet, though.
What about Arkansas Barbie?
I know. I have two of those.
What about MC Hammer?
I know. That stuff means so much to me.
Does it?
Well, the MC Hammer was sent after I did that on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Like, why are these here?
What? Oh, that's... I have no idea what those are.
Oh, you can give those away.
Be careful.
Are they electrolytes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't bring these. But I'll put them right here.
Okay.
All right. Ray, how long have we been going?
I want to say 30.
You want to say 30 or you want to say...
24.
Okay. Well.
He's guessing.
Anything else? Morgan, how was your weekend?
It was good. Went two-stepping.
Was that the date you went on?
No, I didn't go out. That was just hanging out with some girlfriends.
Did you meet any dudes?
No, I didn't meet any dudes this weekend. I was out so much this weekend. I went two-stepping, I went to a tea party, and I went to like a...
A tea party? What the heck is that?
I mean, you're definitely probably not going to meet a guy.
It was in like a hotel bar type vibe.
Is it like the Boston Tea Party?
No, it was a Mean Girls.
No, that's where they dumped tea over.
Oh.
It wasn't really a tea party.
Got it.
Wait, what?
It was like a Mean Girls inspired tea party. Because that new musical came out.
Yeah, so you literally just drank tea?
Yeah, and then they had all these like Mean Girls themed sandwiches and cookies and the tea.
Not alcohol?
There was alcohol if you wanted to, but I was there for the tea party.
How many places did you go that was social?
Four.
And how many, did you meet any prospects for any dates at all?
Not a single one. Like, I just don't think people talk to each other in person. And I wasn't on my phone. I was very, like, open and smiling. I didn't have an RBF going on either.
RBF.
Resting B-face.
Got it.
Like, I was trying to be very open. My body language was like, I wasn't crossing my arms or anything. And nothing. I didn't talk to a single dude. Everybody's like, meet somebody in real life.
Did you talk to somebody? Did you go up to anybody and say hi? Or is that you just going to let them do it? I don't care either way.
Mm-mm. There wasn't anybody that, like, I would have necessarily pursued on my own, I don't think. Like, I was kind of looking around and I was open to it. But also, like, there's so many girls in Nashville and, like, you see one attractive guy and they're surrounded by, like, five girls. And I'm not trying to play, like, real life bachelor, you know? It's not, like, a competition in real life.
Is that what it's like out there?
A little bit.
No idea. No idea. I mean, I got lucky and met my wife in a pretty organic way in that, because I wasn't, I mean, I'd tried everything and then I gave up. But it wasn't one of those things that's like, just give up, it'll happen. I don't believe that's the case, but.
Yeah, because me giving up and not looking means me sitting on my couch every weekend and I'm never going to meet somebody that way.
Same. And I think I had kind of given up, but not give up to find. But my person who did my PR for Idol and Dancing with the Stars was from Oklahoma, and she knew Caitlin, and Caitlin was a friend, and she set us up. So that kind of happened.
See, I feel like I'm going to need a setup situation, and I just don't – none of my friends have guys.
Well, Lunchbox had you set up with somebody, but he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah, I can't trust Lunchbox anymore.
No, you can. I just had to ask and make sure that if he was cool or if he was not cool, and he wasn't cool, so.
But you, like, built it up for a long time. Though.
Well, yeah, but I know they, you know, went through their moments of rocky times, so you got to – maybe it's rocky and he's looking for a way out. So,
do you know that guy's girlfriend or wife?
No, I've met her like once.
So you'd have no loyalty to her.
Nah,
that's girlfriend, not wife, right? He's not married.
Yeah, girlfriend, not wife.
Ray, what's your advice for Morgan?
Yeah, I mean, well, I got my buddy Justin. I got to actually make sure if he's still dating Angelina or not. But yeah, my advice is, I like that you're going out. I don't know the line dancing. How you didn't meet anybody there?
Me, same, because that gives you. You're there, and you're ripe for even a guy to come dance next to you.
But you're not in desperation mode, so you're honestly, you're in your wheelhouse. So it's just patience at this point. I think you're fine.
No guys came up and tried to dance next to you?
No.
Did you know any line dances, or did you just do the electric slide the whole time?
No, I did 2-7, and then I did the Footloose dance. That's the one I know.
Do you know that one?
Yeah. Footloose, and what's the one that everybody like goes around in the circle, kind of, and you kick? Do you, any of you guys? None of you guys.
Do-si-do?
No.
Cotton Eye Joe?
No, but close.
Old Town Road?
Old Town Road. It's like the classic
songs,
one.
The songs that I would know the dances to would be like, to the left, to the left.
Electric
Slide. The Cupid Shuffle. I know that one. Obviously, I know the Electric Slide. I know I'd be stroking. That's what I'd be doing. Clarence Carter. Oh, you know that one?
You know Boot Scootin' Boogie?
No, I don't.
No?
I know the two-step. I don't know what dance you were doing.
Wait, so who were you two-stepping with?
One of my girlfriends. That was also like an invitation. There was two girls dancing to them. Why wouldn't you?
But nowadays, that could mean something different. She's taken. You know what I mean?
Nah. What? Macarena? Chicken dance?
There was no Macarena or chicken dance, no.
Cha-cha slide?
No, it's a country song. It's like the most well-known line dance song. And
Dougie?
I just can't, nope.
Oh!
And not the wobble.
Oh,
Baby likes to walk it?
Blanco Brown.
No.
Watermelon Crawl, Achy Breaky Heart, The Hustle.
Is it old?
It's older. Copperhead Joe. Copperhead Road. There it is.
Yeah, but what dance?
You all like link arms and you're like going around the dance floor and then you're like kicking.
I mean, I know the Steve Earle song.
Yeah, I didn't know there's a dance to that.
Copperhead Road. Da, da, da,
da. There's a few different versions of it. But
Copperhead Road, line dance to music.
She went to the place that I want us all to go to. Nashville Palace.
Why don't you go?
You go.
You go and let us know how it is.
Okay. You haven't changed your mind?
No.
Yeah, I said I think that it'd be fun, something fun that we all go do together. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Okay.
You go, and if you have fun and Morgan has fun, then we'll send one more. And if everybody, we keep going one at a time.
One at a time?
And if everybody keeps reporting back that it's fun, then we'll go.
Okay.
That's a lot of times that we
know. Put me at the end of that list, though.
No, you got it, buddy.
Towards the end.
You got it, buddy. All right, I think that's it. 25 Whistles will be up today. Sore Losers up today.
Yep.
There's a too much access up now. Our video show, we went to the Indiana Pacers, played basketball with those guys. That's about it. Anybody want to say anything before we go?
No, have a great day, guys.
All right, that's the post show. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.